Teslam and Beis, it goes over to Samach Teslam and Al. The Gemara has a machloikis in biology, it sounds like. Whether cotton is royal or hoilet or not. So Rav Chisda, about 10 lines from the bottom of Samach Teslam and Beis, has a whole din about a, on the assumption that a cotton is royal or hoilet. So he says if the Bensora Mores. The Bensora Mores' father was a cotton at the time that he was born. Cotton shohele ain't but on nasa Bensora Mores. And then the other Amorim say fliga de rabba. Rabba says, and the other Amorim say there is no such thing. There is no. So how can you have a drosh about a cotton shohele? A cotton is ain't a right lohele. And to demonstrate from a pasuk that this is biologically correct, so Rabba has the pasuk in the parsha of Gezlager. That we went through b'kitzur the din of Gezlager. Normally, if a person steals from someone else, he has to give back the Veishuv Isak Zela Shagazel. If he did a Geneva, then he has to pay Kefo. If he only did a Gzela, then he only pays Karen. There's no din that he has to pay Kefo. But once in a long while, he has to pay Chomish. Karen v'Chomish. When is that? If Nishba La Sheker. Let's say the other party confronts me. He says, where's the $1,000 that I lent you? Or where's the $1,000 because that you were holding for me? Where's the $1,000 that I had in my pocket? You stole the money. The other fellow swears that he didn't steal the money, even though there was no shvur deraisa. That's what Tosis points out over here. That's of the Ferish Gemara. Tosis has on the second wide line in this gigantic Tosis, Samaches and Abeis, they have 40 different topics here. Every line is another topic. So on the first wide line, going on to the second wide line, Inami b'kofatz v'nishba. Kofatz v'nishba means the Heverman swore on his own. The Bezin didn't require that he has to swear. Ashwas hadayonim heist hishbiyuhu hadayonim. That's by mode of the mitzvahs, and ashwas eidechad, and ashwas hashemim. So the Bezdin administers the shvur. A person swears on his own, that's called kofetz v'nishba. So the din is that in order for a toin tainis ganav to be chayv kefil, that's in Baba Kama, in order that a toin tainis ganav on a pikodin is chayv kefil, it has to be hishbiyuhu hadayonim. It has to be that Bezdin administered the shvur. If it's kofetz v'nishba on his own, then there's no din that the Toin Tainis Ganav is Nasol of Ganav, that he pays Kefil and pays Dalbeh. But for this din, that if the Ganav is Nishba La Sheker, that later on it's not enough, the Gazlan swears La Sheker. He doesn't get off with just paying the Karen. He has to pay Karen with Chomish and Hashem Gzeilois. So that's a Beferish Gemara in HaGoizel. That Tosis doesn't know. That's a Gemara in the end of Bava Kama. But the whole sugi is about Gezlager, that even Kofatz v'Nishba also has that parsha, that he has to add on the Chomesh and he has to bring the Korban Hashem. So the din is that he only gets the Kapara when he brings the Korban Hashem. If he doesn't bring the Korban Hashem, he doesn't get the Kapara. And he can't bring the Korban Hashem before he first pays the Keren, the Chomesh. Chomesh, the Gemara Mishnah says, is not Miyakeh, but he has to first pay the Keren, and then he can begin to bring the Korban Hashem. Hashem Gzeila. So what happens if the fellow to whom he swore falsely, the Nigzal to whom he swore falsely, what do you do if he died? So you pay the Karma Chaimish to the Yorish, and then you bring the Hashem Gzeila. And what happens mainly, Yish Goyel, he doesn't have a Yorish Lahashiv Ha'asham Eilo, he doesn't have any Yorish to give the Karma Chaimish to. So the din is you give the Karma Chaimish to the Kohanim, and then you're able to bring the Hashem Gezeilah. So the Pasuk says, in Ein Le'ish Goyel, Ein, the Gemara Darshan is at the beginning of the Kiddushin, Ayin Olam. You should look into it, see if he has a Yorish. Sometimes he has a Yorish who's a Mamzer. Sometimes he has a Yorish not from marriage, out of the marriage. You have to look into it. Maybe he has a grandchild. Maybe the children all died. Maybe there's a grandchild. Ayin Olam. Look into it to see if there's a Yorish. So the Gemara has a Drosh on top of a Drosh. When you say, Ein le'ish, ayin olav, that's only if he's an ish, who is a gadol already, so he's roi l'hoilet. But if he's a cotton, if the one from whom I stole was a cotton, and I swore to him, that's what Tosis says, what do you mean? He was a cotton and he brought me to a din Torah. The 10-year-old kid brought me to a din Torah, and Bezin made me swear because of his taina. How can he make me swear? It's like an ish boy, my taina's cotton. So Tosis finally answers, Kofetz v'nishba is also chayiv kerem v'chomish and oshem. The halacha of hishbiyu hadayonim, that if it's a tainis cotton, in nishbayim a tainis cotton, that would be relevant for toin tainis ganav. In order to be chayiv kefo, toin tainis ganav, nasolo ganav, so that has to be hishbiyu hadayonim. That's the Gemara. But for this din of Hashem gzeilus, kerem v'chomish and oshem, for this even kofetz v'nishba is also chayiv. So again, so the pasuk says, I stole $1,000 from a little kid, and he's not even bar mitzvah. And then he asks me, where's the $1,000? And I swear to the kid, on my own, I volunteer. It can't be any shvuas hadayon. I volunteer on my own a shvuet that I don't owe him a penny. And then the little child dies, and it happens that this, the little child who dies, he has relatives. He has a father, he has brothers, he has sisters, he has nephews, cousins. He says, not shaykh, and ein l'chodim yisol she'ein l'goylim? Asked Abba Yoresh, and the answer is, no, he's a ger katan she'ein lo yorshim. A ger katan is katan she'ein lo dami. A gershon has got katan she'ein lo dami, not related to a soul in the world. Unless he has children. Unless, even if he gets married, the wife doesn't get the Yerusha. The husband is Yorish the wife, either at Dinder Ais or Dinder Rabbanim, but there's no halacha that the wife Yorishin is the husband, even if there's no other Yorish in the world. A ger marries, and he has no children, and he dies. So the wife just gets the ksuba, that's all. She doesn't get the rest of the Yerusha. The rest of the Yerusha becomes Hefka. Even though there's no other soul in the world left to Yorishin, the wife still doesn't get the Yerusha. So the Pasuk says, when do you say, Ein loy ayin olav, that you have to check into it to see if he has children, grandchildren, a child from any, a mamzer, a child out of marriage, in the marriage, whatever, that's only if he's a ish, if he's already bar mitzvah, but he's a, if the ger was a katan from whom I stole, the ger from whom I stole was a ger katan, so then there's no ayin olav because he's ein omoylut, so there's nothing to clear it up. That's how Rabbi interprets the pshat in the pasuk. Okay, so that's what Rabbi saw from that pasuk, that a katan is ein aroy lahol. So this Tosfos has several topics, quite a few topics that they discuss. So the one topic that they start from the beginning, Barich, is how is it possible that the katan has any possessions? How does he have any assets? The Gemara, there's a Mishnah, a series of Mishnahs in the middle of Gittin, two prokim, that list off all the takonis mifnei tikkun ha'olam. The Mishnah first starts in the beginning of Hashaleach. Gittin starts over the Hilchos Gittin by getting divorced. And then the beginning of Hashaleach has a takonah derabbanim mifnei tikkun ha'olam that the husband who sent a shliach to give the get to his wife is not allowed to be mevatel to get shaloi b'fnei Hashaleach. He's going to send a shliach, and then the shliach is traveling to California to go deliver the get, and then the husband is going to make a declaration in New York. He's mevatel to get, the shliach shouldn't give it, but the shliach doesn't know that he's not supposed to. He doesn't call up the shliach to tell him not to give. He's just mevatel to get over here. So the shliach is not going to know. He's going to give the get to the wife. The wife is not going to know. She's going to go remarry. She's going to have mamzer. It's going to be a problem. So there's a takkanim of nei tikkun ha'olam. You're not allowed to be mevatel to get shalav b'fnei shliach. And what's the din b'dieved if you did do it? So there's a whole discussion in Tanoim. And then the Mishnah quotes a series of takkanis. Takkanah after takkanah b'fnei tikkun ha'olam. The Mishnah has a takkanah pruzbul. It has nothing to do with the gittin. Pruzbul is over there. And other takkanis in hanizokin and in the so one of the many takkanis is mitziyas katan is gezel mifnei dakishalom. If a little kid before bar mitzvah katan katan is walking in the street and they pick up a dovishal hefker, so you're not allowed to take it away from them because of dakishalom. A series of mishnayis. One takkan after the other takkan mifnei tikkun ha'olam. So this is also mifnei dakishon, but you see from the Mishnah that it's only mid rabbanon on the level of their eyes. So the kid is a katan. Katan means that the day before bar mitzvah. Tomorrow night he's going to be bar mitzvah. Tzeis ha'kacham tomorrow night. So the day before when he's davening mincha, an hour before it becomes bar mitzvah, he's al pidin considered a lab bar das, and he picks up a mitzvah. He's not kainim and atar because he need in order to be zeicher. In order to be kainan, you have to have das kinyan. And the katan al pidin is considered a lot about das. He has seichel, he has chochma, he has bina, he has everything. The das for kinyanim he doesn't have. And Allah says that you need das. So that's Taisis Kasha. How is it possible that you have a ger katan who owns assets? How can he have any assets? So usually, how do you have a katan that has any assets? His father died and he got Yerusha. But over here, if the kid is a ger katan, how can it be? His father is a goy, the stone knows. It doesn't make a difference. His father is a goy tzayid, it doesn't matter. But if he's a ger katan, so he can't yarshin from the father. So he can't yarshin from the father. Unless you'll say, Tosfos says in the middle, unless you say like this, but they're all nachrin, a goyish family, nice non-Jewish family, and then the father died, and the son got the Yerusha, and then the rich little kid, the nachri, decides he wants to convert. So they are megayer him after he got the Yerusha from the father. So what did it say? Gershon has got cut in Shanella Dom, so he loses all of his ownership. No, he was a millionaire. When the father dies, the father's a millionaire. So he comes into this millions, all the riches. And then if he's in his guy later on, so he maintains the ownership of his possessions, all the money in the bank account is still his. The father died when he was a guy, and he was a guy, and he got the Yerusha. And afterwards, he was in his guy. So that's one of the answers that Tosfos gives.
He doesn't have a father, he can't be in the guy, so he could have
followed him. Okay, so the Gemara says he can have charata later. That's big Mark Subas, that a ger katan. How is it possible? That's the other question that Tosfos deals with. How is it possible to have a ger katan? So they quote the Gemara Ksuba Daf Yud Aleph says Ger Kotim Adbila Moshe Avdaz Bez, and based on the principle of Zochan Yodim Shloi Befana. They're going to discuss that also. But here, the first kasha that they discuss in the order that they presented in Tosfos, maybe they should have asked that question first. How is it Gemalta Ger Kotim Adereis? But the first question that they present in the Tosfos is, you're quoting a pasuk from Chumash, and you tell me that this is a drasha de Araisa. This is not Stam and Asmachta. Tell me a drasha de Araisa. What is the pasuk telling me? That a ger shemeis ve'ein lo yorshim, I and all of, check into it. Maybe he does have a hidden yorsh. Maybe he has a grandchild, great-grandchild, you never know. Maybe he has a hidden child that you're not aware of. But that's only if he's a ger gadol. If he's a ger katan, and I stole from the gezla ger, I stole from the ger katan, there's no I and all of, because he can't have any children. So Taisi asked the first question, how can a ger katan have any possessions? True, there is a din mid the rabbanan. The Metzias Katan is kind of mid the Rabbanim if they got Darke Shalom, but would try to work on the level of their Isa. Rabbi has a pasuk, not an asmach, a real drosha gemura, that a ger katan can have assets, he can possess money that I steal from him, and I'm going to give it back on the level of their Isa. He has assets. How is that possible? So Taisa says, he yarshin from the father, the goy, and he was mizgayer afterwards. That's an easy answer. Or, Tosfos has other answers. Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi. Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi here. And they have the narrow lines and the wide lines and the very wide lines. And in the wide lines, not in the very wide lines, in the wide lines, there's a line that says Bav Mitzia Dafayin Aleph in parentheses. So two lines before that, three lines before. They quote the Ktsas Mashma of Yerushalmi Perek Chalon. That's a Perek in Arabic. It would appear in the Yerushalmi that a katan, Mitzias katan is only gezel mipnei dark yisholim, because a katan al pidin is a la badas. No, it means if the kid is 4 years old, 5 years old, and he picks up a mitzia in the street and he doesn't understand the concept of ownership. So that's, but you understand this is mine and this is mine, everything he grabs, this is mine, I'm not going to let anybody take anything. So that's Dark Yisholim. If you're going to take it away from the little 4-year-old kid, you're going to make a whole world. Boy is going to tell his father. The father's going to punch you in the face. You're going to punch him. Everybody's going to be fighting with each other. It's going to be a problem of Dark Yisholim. But if he's an intelligent child, the day before Bar Mitzvah, or the few years before Bar Mitzvah, he understands what ownership is. It's Hefka means it's on the list. Everybody goes to the yeshiva. The Dovashal Hefka is sitting in the street. If you pick it up, you make a kinyan and you acquire ownership. If he understands an inyan, then Yerushalmi says that it's kaina de aveda min atayra. That there's no halacha that you need das kaina. There is halacha when you give a matana to somebody else, and when you sell property to somebody else, there's a requirement for das makna. But Yerushalmi denies that there's ever any need for das kaina. You never need das kaina. You just have to have kavanas kinyan. So a katan who picks up a metziah that the Mishnah says in Gittin, that's only gezel mipnei dark yishalem, that's over here, earlier in the Tosfos. Where it says Sham Daf Nun Tesam and Beis. That's around the 20th line in the Tosfos, in the beginning of the Tosfos. It says in parentheses Sham Daf Nun Tesam and Beis. That's in Gittin, where it says Mitzias Chereshot to be Katan Yesh Man Gezem of Nei Daka Shal Malvam Aderais Eloi. Aderais the Katan picks up the Aveda. He's not Kainan. So Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi in Chalon in Erevin. The Yerushalmi says that depends how old the child is. If he's a 10-year-old child, 12 and a half years old, he understands what it means. Yes, yeah, so and then the kid is kind of an atar. There's no halacha that you need das kind of bechla. There's just a need for das makna, to give away from your ownership. But to acquire ownership, tsunem and ownership, there's no need for das kind. And the Mishnah Gittin that says, Mitzias Katan Zon Gezel Midirabbanon, goes when he's a Imbo Hotnishkin Sechel, he's a little baby, he doesn't understand what it means ownership, and he's making a kinyan, and he's acquiring ownership. And that's how the Shach holds. The Shach passing a long Shach in Choshim Mishpat, and he disagrees with all the Rishonim. He says he doesn't see where did the Bavli HaTosfos make all machlokes, is the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Where did the Bavli disagree with the Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi makes a statement, a Mitzias Katan is Ben HaTorah, if he has enough Sechel to understand. So he denies that there's any Babli that says faket, and he said that Tosfos invented everything from thin air. The rest of the Tosfos from thin air, there's no mocker at all. But then Yeshua and Bab Metzi explains where the Babli says it. He says it does say it in the Babli, the Feirish, and that's why all the Rishonim felt he passed like the Babli against the Yerushalmi. The Rif in the end of Erevin has such a clout. Whenever there's a machlok, is the Babli in the Yerushalmi, the last Rif in Erevin. He says we assume that the Chachmei HaBavli, the Yerushalmi, was composed by the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the first generation of Amoraim. So this Talmidim, the second generation, third generation of Amoraim. So they already composed the Talmud Yerushalmi. Talmud Bavli was composed many generations later. Rabbi Rav Ashi was way later. So the Rif writes, he assumes historically, there's a question whether this historical assumption is accurate, but that's what he writes, that the Chachmei HaBavli, who edited the Bavli, Rabbi Rav Ashi, and their editorial staff, that they were familiar with everything that is said in the Yerushalmi, if they took a stand not so, say, Hilchasu Kibasroi, we assume that they took everything into consideration, they decided that it's not correct. The Rif has at the end of Erevin by the Yerushalmi there, the Gemara is talking about the Mashmiya Kol on Shabbos, this Gzer Midir Rabbanan, that you're not allowed to play musical instruments, Gzer Yishem Yisak and play Shir. So in Shulchan Aruch, where even Machmed, the Ramah is Machmed, not everybody holds like the Ramah. Ramah is Machmed, you're not allowed to use a knocker. Let's say there's a metal knocker on the door, so the Ramah says you're not allowed to use a knocker. The Tiferes Yisrael writes on Mishnah is that in Germany, many communities, they were Mekal on that. They did use a knocker, they didn't hold like that Ramah. A lot of times the Yekkes claim they have old traditions that precede the days of the Shulchan. Okay. That's what they always claim. So that's what the Tiferes Yisrael writes like that. That they had a tradition against the Ramah. Sure. All the traditions. So the Rif in the end of Erevin quotes a Yerushalmi that once one of the Chachamim was locked out of his own house on Friday night. And he came home and he started screaming, let me in, I'm outside. And they didn't hear it. He didn't want to knock on the door with his hand. He didn't want to knock like this. Because of Mashmiya Kol, not only didn't he want to use the knocker, he didn't want to knock with his own hand. It's not even a Kli HaMiyuchad LeHashmoas Kol. So the Babli seems to hold not. So the Babli at the end of the Erevin is talking there about Mashmiya Kol, says it's only us if it's a Kli Shir, if it has musical music to it. But it doesn't have any music, it's not Miyuchad LeHashmoas Kol, just to knock on the door like this. So the Babli says Mutter. So in that machloek is the Babli and Yerushalmi. So the Rif said the din is like the Babli, because whenever you have a contradiction between the Babli and Yerushalmi, we assume Hilchus of Kibasra, and the Chachmei HaBavli knew everything that it said in Yerushalmi, and that's what they passed. So that's the Pei Yeshua in the first parak in Bav Metzia, in Daf Yud Aleph. He says, no, the Babli is beferish against the Yerushalmi. He shows all the Gemaras that the Shach should not have made such as, the Shach says there's no Gemara that contradicts the Yerushalmi, so why not adopt the Yerushalmi? Yeshua points out where, he shows where the Balei HaTosfos got it from. It's the Feirush in the Gemara, that not only is there a need for Das Makne, when you want to give over ownership, you want to give a Matoni, you want to make a Mecher, so you have to be a Bardas. If I'm a Cherush, I have to be cut on Balei Bardas, you can't be Makne Min HaTorah. There is a need Min HaTorah for Das Kaina. The Metzias HaKot, the day before his Bar Mitzvah, is only Midi Rabbonah, even though he has Seichel, and Kavone and Rotzen, and he wants to occur, and he understands what it's all about. Kavone's Kenyan, Alpidini, he's a lot Bardas, so he's not Kainim and Atar, it's only Midirabon. So that's why Tosfos had this problem. How does the Kotan have assets? So one answer was the Yerushalmi, yeah, but the Babli doesn't know like the Yerushalmi. One answer was that the father died, Biyosa Nachri, and then he converted afterwards. Okay, that's one suggestion. And then Tosfos has another Einfall. The little kid was shoveling snow. He was, let's say, washing cars or whatever. And the people agreed to pay him a salary. If you shovel the snow, we'll give you a dollar. So the kid shovels the snow and they owe him a dollar. They agree. So when they give the money to the cotton, Tosfos says, Achidish, he's kainam in Atayra. Why is that so? Why is he kainam in Atayra in such a case? It's still the same problem. Here, Tosfos has Yod Mashkach Aslo. Take a look where it says in the Tosfos Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Aleph in parentheses. So two lines after that. Yod Mashkach Aslo. Another Hechitimtza. How is it Gemol? Sheesh Lamama Lekotim Kon Sheyorash Esaviv Koydim Shen Is Gayer. The father was a Nachri. The father was a millionaire. He died, and the kid Yarshin, and then later on he was Nizgayer. The kid would be Nizgayer before the father dies. Then the Gemara says in Kiddushin that the cotton does not yarshin the father. The ger reina yorsha saviv. If the father's a guy, it doesn't yarshin. But they suggest the child was misgayer afterwards. Then they say, and they quote the Gemara in Kiddushin that there is an institution of Yerusha by Nachrim. As it says, Perakam in the Kiddushin of Yutches, of Gchom Yorisha Saviv, the Vantarish, and Emar, Pasik Chumish, Ki Yerusha Liyesim, the Satis Haseh. Then they say, Inami, another suggestion. How is it Gemalt? How is it possible that you have a Ger, a Katan? Forget about Ger. How is it possible that you have a Katan who has assets? A normal Katan Yarshim from the father. How can you have a Ger Katan who has assets? Where did he get assets? Inami, Bemaisi Yadav. The malachto is chatocha shalom midaraisa. What's the answer? The neighbor agreed that if you shovel the snow, if you wash my car, I'll pay you a dollar. So he shovel the snow and he gives him a dollar. So then he's kind of says, so why did Taisus understand that the kid is kind of there? The same question. But the kid is a lot bardas. So how is he kind of the money that the neighbor gives him? Why do they think that that solves the problem? Schiris pilem, if it's schiris pilem, then he's kind of an atar. Why is that? So the Pashtus Taisus means to say the following. There is a Rashbo in Gittin. There is a Rashbo in Gittin. Gemara has a discussion in Gittin about the Nesina Bal Korcha, whether Shema Nesina or Lav Shema Nesina. What's the din? What's the case? So the Gemara has a case like this. The husband gave a get to his wife on the condition, Al Marashe Titni Lima Saim Zuz. I raise a Gittich, and he says, on the condition that you give me $200. And then later on, when the wife gets the $200, she wants to give him the money in order to fulfill the tenai that the get should take effect. So the husband says, I don't want the get to take effect. I changed my mind. I want to remain married with you. And I refuse to accept the $200. So do me something. So there's no way for her to fulfill the tenai. The tenai, she has to give him the $200. He refuses to take the money. So she says, I've had it with you. I don't want to be married with you. And here's the money, whether you like it or not. So she makes a Nesina Bal Korcha to do the Kiyama tonight. So the Gemara has a suffix when the Nesina Bal Korcha Shema Nesina. Is that called Amarash Titni Li Masayim Zuz? Is that a Kiyama tonight? But he's saying, no, Nesina Bal Korcha Lav Shema Nesina. That's the Gemara suffix. So the Rashbo asks, what do you mean? We know the Rikim. Let's say the husband gives his wife a get. It says, Chumish Benosam Beyodah, if he gives a get. What's the din if the husband gives the get Bal Korcha of the wife? That's a miserable thing to do. And Rabbi Negershin gives him a curse, he should drop that. Give it. Megarish Bal Korcha is a cherm, the Rabbi Negershin. Cherm is nichnas, a curse that's nichnas into Ramach Ivarm, that the person should die. But the get is still good. If you give a get Bal Korcha, it's still good. And sometimes we say, if you give a matana, well, let's say I give you a matana Bal Korcha, and you say you don't want it. So the Gemara says, you're not kind of the matana Bal Korcha. So what's the rule over here? What the Gemara all of a sudden has to shaila. Sometimes it is good, sometimes no good. What's the discussion over here? So there's a long Rashba, he goes through all the cases in the whole world. When we know for sure Nesina Bal Korcha is good, when Nesina Bal Korcha is no good, and how come the Gemara had a suffix on this case of the Kiyam Atanai, and not a case? So the Gemara puts together a din, they can repay the Bati Yori Chaima by giving back the money within the first year. So if you give the money Bal Korcha, so that's Daima B'daima to this case of the Kiyam Atanai. Well, how did the Gemara Medam and Milsa and Milsa? How do they know that in these two cases it's an Ibaya, a Shaila, and in this case by Matana for sure Nesina Bal Korcha Lav Shema Nesina, by the get Nesina Bal Korcha Ishma Nesina, when is it for sure good, when is it for sure no good, and when are we mistook? So the Rashba covers all the cases. So the Rashba, in the middle of this long discussion there, at the end of Gittin, Samach Hey, or Samach Dawud, or Samach Hey, so the Rashba says, what if I owe you money? You lent me $1,000 and I owe you money. And I come and I give Piron Bal Korcha. I want to make a Piron, a payment of the debt. And I want to give you the money. And you refuse to accept the money. For example, let's say it was $5,000. And I give you $5,000 in cash. And you're running to go to a wedding. Let's say, if you lent me the money in the middle of Borough Park, I'm walking my Mishtame, in the middle of Flatbush, let's walk my Mishtame, then... we're riding together in a car, and the car breaks down in the middle of Harlem, let's say, in the middle of a dangerous area. The car breaks down, and I'm afraid that the Ganovim are going to come, they're going to empty out my pockets. I say, oh, I owe you $5,000, here's the money in cash, and it's all paid up. So the Gemara says, Nehen Babakama, that's not called a piron. I have to pay back the money in the same safe conditions that he gave it to me. If I give him in conditions that are not as secure, that's by definition, that's not called a piron. Sure. So let's say it's not such a case. Let's say I give it to him in uncomfortable circumstances. Let's say he's late for a wedding. Or he's late for davening in the morning. He's late for mincha, whatever. And I give him the $5,000 in cash. He doesn't want to walk around with so much money. So he would really, if it would be normal conditions, he would take the money straight to the bank. But right now he's late for a wedding. So he doesn't have time now to go to the bank and then go. He's already an hour late for the wedding. So he says, please give me the money some other time. I don't want to accept it now. And the other one says, and the loiva says, no, here's the money and it's safe conditions. Here's the money. Here's your $5,000 in cash. So the Rashba quotes a Gemara in Bava Metzia where he derives from that Gemara the klal, quotes the Rishonim have this klal. This is the way it's accepted in Shulchan Aruch, that Piron Bal Korcha Shmei Piron, that it is called the Piron, even though the other fellow is not happy about it. But let's say I borrowed $5,000 from you and I pay you back in sacks of pennies. Maybe a thousand sacks of pennies. 20,000 sacks of pennies, whatever it is. Or I pay you a penny at a time. The Gemara has a lashon pari zuza zuza. Pay you a penny at a time. So it's very not nice on my part. But the Gemara says that still it's a good piron, shmei piron. So you see, so the Rashba quotes the Rishonim, but the loiva doesn't agree to this. The loiva is screaming, "That's not fair. That's not nice." And the Malva says, "Sorry, that's the way I want to pay back." So he's never going to lend him any money again. Okay, he knows that he learned his lesson already. But the Gemara says, Shmei Piron is a good Piron. So the Rashba says, you see from that Gemara, that Piron Bal Korcha Shmei Piron. Aye, but the Loiva wasn't kind of the money. The Malva was not kind of the money. I gave him back the money. He's screaming, I don't want the money. He puts it on the table. I say, I don't accept it. So the Halacha says that it is a Piron. But I said, I don't accept it. So you can't force the money down my throat. I'm not kind of Bal Korcha. So he says, no, but it's still a Piron. Because the definition of Piron is when you make the money accessible to the Malva, when the money is made accessible, I put it on the table, and he says, please come tomorrow and give it to me. I says, no, I want to give you the money today. He puts the $5,000 in an envelope right in front of me, and I have the ability to take it. So the din is, that's called a Piron. But I'm not kind of, because the Rashba says there's never any kinyan bal korcha. If I would not be so obstinate, if I wouldn't be so stubborn, and I would agree, okay, I would say, put it on the table, and I accept it. So then the Rashba says, the Malva would be kind of the $5,000 without ever having to pick it up. He doesn't have to make a hakbor. It's a piroin, because he made it, the Loiva made it accessible to the Malva, and by virtue of the fact that this $5,000 serves as a piroin of the Choyv, that itself causes the Malva to be kind of it without any need for a Maisikinyan. When you made a piroin, that itself constitutes a kinyan. There's no need for a Maisikinyan. Except that if it's Bal Korchi, so I'm not kind of, the Malva is not kind of Bal Korchi. So he says, I don't want to be kind, is not kind, but the Choyv is Parua. And if the Malva does agree to this form of payment, put it on the table and I'll pick it up later, so the Malva is kind of the money by virtue of the fact that this served as a Piron. So that's what the Taisus says also over here. That's what the Taisus is saying. That's what all the Rishonim say on that Gemara. No one disagrees. So that's what Taisus says here. If I agree to pay the child before Bar Mitzvah, I agree to pay him $1 if he shovels the snow, he washes my car, he washes the windows, whatever. Then he does the work. So I'm Bar Mitzvah, so I'm a Gadol, so I obligated myself to pay him. So I'm Mechiv to pay Schiris Payorim. So then when it comes time to pay, so I pay him $1, so I did a Maisa Piruin. So true, the Maisa Kinyon of the Kotten is not valid, because the Kotten is a lot Bardas, he can't make any Kinyonim at all. But since I was Mechiv to give it to him, and I made it accessible to him, so the katan is kind of without any need for a ma'isa kinyan. That's a famous k'tzois, has like that in Chosh Mish, but the k'tzois quotes Akasha from the Pri-Chodosh. Pri-Chodosh back to Akasha, there is a Gemara in the end of Yevomis, where the Gemara talks about the possibility, a Gemara in Sukkot, also the possibility of being yotze mitzvahs nesinas truma by giving to a kohen katan. If the farmer gives truma to a kohen katan, is it yotze the mitzvah? There's a mitzvah to be mafresh truma, then there's a mitzvah to give away the truma to the kohen. So if the cotton is a little baby, he doesn't know how to be nizah betumah betara, and he may become tomei, and then he's going to eat the truma, so you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to be chayav of truma begoyrin. You're not allowed to give the truma in the barn to the kid who's... If he's going to be metara, he may be not be nizah and tumah betara. But let's say the coin cotton, a little kid, is already, goes to yeshiva, and he understands tumah betara, and he knows how to be careful. So then the Gemara says, if he knows how to be Nizer, he chokal lo truma beis agronis. That's a Gemara in Sukkot, in the end of Lulav Gozal, and a Gemara in the end of Yevamos. And Daf Kufa, so. So the So Zachoshin quotes Akasha from the Pre-Chodosh, but if the cotton doesn't have any kinyonim in HaTorah, only kinyonim in the Rabbanon, so when the farmer gives him the truma, so he wasn't cut anything, so the truma still belongs to the farmer. So how is the Yotze the mitzvah of Nesina? Doesn't Nesina require a kinyon? And where is there a kinyon? That's the kasha of the Pichadosh. So the Ktzai says that it says in Chumash, the Ktzai has like a fancy shtickle tot. The Ktzai says that it says in Chumash that the reason why we give truma to the Kohanim is because it's chiras poilim. Sachu hulachem, chelef avidaschem yoyal moed. That it's chiras poilim. We owe the money to the Kohanim because they do avodah beis hamikdash. So since it's chiras poilim, same as Taisa said over here, since it's chiras poilim, so when you pay the money that you have to pay, sachu hulachem, when you pay the chiras poilim, it's b'toras piroi. So the cotton is kaina without any need from Isaacin. Either cotton can't do avodah, the cotton is possible before Bar Mitzvah can't do Avodah based on Mikdosh. So the Ktzai says that Kasha, the cotton is possible to do Avodah. So he says, it's a light plug their eyes. It's a light plug their eyes. Since the Kohanim are supposed to do Avodah, so even though this little kid is possible from doing Avodah, it's a light plug their eyes that all of Truma is given as Chiris Pearl. So the Nesiva says, what kind of a terrorist? The Ktzai himself wrote that it's no good. He shlugged it up himself, the cotton can't do Avodah. So what do you mean, aloy plug? What kind of chiras poilim aloy plug? In as much as nobody's doing any avodah, what kind of aloy plug? So that's why the nesivas doesn't like the teres of excess. But if it were correct, what do you do with the pasuk? The pasuk sounds like it says it's akash. But if the facts were correct, that the giving of truma to kohanim is not stam matnas kohanim, it's rather chiras poilim, so it's taka good teres. That's what Tosfos says. Whenever you're paying, whenever you're doing a piroin, so the money with which you accomplish the piron is nicked into the other party without any need for any maisekinyan, just by virtue of the fact that they made it accessible to him. They made a piron, that itself accomplishes the piron. The Nesivus writes in a different context. The Nesivus, everybody holds like this, the Rashba and the Tosfos and the Ktzos and the Nesivus, everybody writes in a different place, but everybody's masking to this klal. There is a Gemara in the first parak in Bava Metzia. It says, let's say the Malva lent money to the Loiva, and he never pays. 2-3 years go by, he never pays. So the Malva goes to Bezni, shows a shtar, and he says, the Loiva never paid. Sure. The Bezni contacts the Loiva, he never paid. So the Bezni gives him a shtar. The Loiva doesn't have any assets. Sure. He has no money, so he can't pay. So the Bezni gives the shtar adrachto to the Malva. Shtar adrachto means a shtar tirfo. You go search out Eretz Yisrael, America, find out. Maybe he has a house in Yerushalayim, maybe he has a factory in Tel Aviv, maybe he has a farm in Iowa, Texas, wherever. You go search wherever he has, we don't know where. If this character, this loiva, owns property anywhere, you have a right to collect $100,000 worth of it, and wherever you go, they'll honor this document signed by the Bezin. He's entitled to take away $100,000 worth of property from the other guy. So then the Malva goes, and he finds a karka. He finds a karka in Texas. So he goes, so the Bezin gave him a shtar tirfo, let's say, on Tzom Gedalia. Bezin gives him an adrachta. Adrachta is a shtar tirfo. You have a right to foreclose on any property of the loiva, b'chol mekom sheheim, wherever they happen to be. Wherever you find it, go to the local Bezin, and they will give you. So let's say he finally, so they wrote this document to the Malva on Tzom Gedalia. It takes him half a year till Shushan Purim, whatever, till he finds the karka in Texas, and then he negotiates with the local bezin over there, and then they give him the karka. So what about all the peiros that grew on the karka from Tzom Gedalia until Shushan Purim? Who do those peiros belong to? Do you say that from the time that the bezin wrote the shtar adrachto, the karka bezin doesn't know where the assets are going to turn out to be? So do you say those assets, the assets already belong to the Malva from that time on? Or do you say only from the time that the Bezdin and the local city in Texas and Iowa, wherever, when they authorized them that you can foreclose this karka? From what moment on? So the Gemara has different opinions in the first parak of Bava Metzia. So the Nesiva says, why the different opinions? What's going on? Why don't you require the Malva should make a kinyan on the karka? How can it be kinyan before he makes a kinyan? So he says, no, you don't need a kinyan that it should belong to you. From the time that it's parua, when you make a piroin with something, the malva is kind of that, those nechasim with which the piroin is accomplished. So the first opinion in the Gemara holds, from the moment that the Bezin wrote the Adrach, that's already called the Piroin. Even though he doesn't even know where the Karak is, he doesn't get to make a Kinyan till later. He says, there's no need to make a Kinyan. When you foreclose, you don't need a Maisa Kinyan. You just take it over. When it's made accessible to you, then you coin it, because accessibility is called Piroin. And by virtue of the fact that this serves as the Piroin, this is kind of the mumen without any need for a Maisa Kinyan. So that's what Taisa says over here. How is it gemolt? How is it possible that the Kotan should own assets? How can it be a Kotan owns assets without yarshining from the father? Because he's a ger Kotan. So he's Kotan shenovadam, he can't yarshin from the father. So one answer was he yarshin from the father, and then he was misguided. One answer was Yerushalmi holds that a Kotan who's intelligent understands kinyanim is kind of minatur. There's no need for das. There's no halacha that you need das katan. You only need das makna. And this answer is, if the katan did malacha, and the gadol agreed, promised to pay him the money. So when he gives him the money, the katan's kind of without any need from Isaac Kenya.
Any piron, yeah, piron of a halvo, also the same thing. Any, whenever there's a chov, and you're making a piron, so the piron doesn't require a maisekinyan. Just making it accessible is sufficient. That case grab is difficult, because all five claim that they're entitled to the money.
That's good.
So how is it a piron? It's like I'm paying you the $5,000, middle of Harlem. You gave me the money in a makna mishtamer. And I make the piron a makna sheni mishtamer. The fella puts the $100 in a makna sheni mishtamer. He knows that there are four ganovim are going to grab for that money, and only one of the five people is entitled to it. Isn't that like in Harlem? That's a problem. But you see from the Gemara that it is called a Piron, even though it didn't make a Maisa Kinyan. Yeah, okay.
One of the
Balabatim
say, I don't want to be Zoyfin on the
Matzah. Yeah.
Could
he
be
Matzah? No, he can't be Matzah.
So anybody could just ruin an Erev.
Anybody can ruin any Erev, that's right. He doesn't want. Don't know, Shaila, there's a cool of Schiva Lakito. The Gemara has by a Nachri. The Gemara tells an Erev in the Perek Hador, if you have, let's say, an apartment building, you have an area where there's an Erev around, then you have Nachrim and Yehudim. So all of the Yehudim have to be Mishtateif in the Baks and Matzahs, that's the Erev Chatzeris. But the Nachrim, it doesn't help if they're Mishtateif, they're Makiv, they Asra and everybody else. So the din is you have to rent from the Nachrim. So go rent, go knock on the door from every Nachrim. So it's a big pain in the neck. Or let's say there's a Nachri who doesn't want to rent. The Gemara tells there was one Nachri who didn't want to rent, so they called him Haman. Haman Baristik, because he was such a mean guy. So they went to his wife, and the wife agreed to rent, right? But the wife doesn't own the apartment. So the Gemara says it doesn't matter, and he's screaming bloody murder. He's screaming at his wife, who gave you permission to rent to the Jews? He didn't want to rent them anything for schusim in the apartment for Shabbos purposes, for religious purposes. So the Gemara says if you have a sleeping maid or a sleeping butler, who sleeps in the apartment in the home of the Nachri, you can rent from the Schiro Lakito, from the sleeping maid or the sleeping butler. He for sure doesn't own anything. So that's a special kula that you can rent from Schiro Lakito, even though the Nachri is screaming that he doesn't want. So the Pashto says that Schiro Lakito, so that's what we do. It says in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Mechaber quotes from the Rishonim, that the Moshel Ha'ir, the mayor of the city, is considered like Schiro Lakito, of all of the Nachrim who live in the city. So if you give a dollar to the mayor, so it's considered as if he represents all of the people. That's the kula that the Shulchan Aruch has. But this kula that you can have Schir Lakito, the Pashto says that this works for Nochrim, or it works for Mechal Shabbos. The Mechal Shabbos, but for Esi, it's not going to help if he's going to be Mishtate in the Baks and Matzahs. Ain't a Moed of Erev, if he carries anyway, with the Erev or without the Erev, nothing changes. If at least Bifar Esi is not Mechal Shabbos, but sin is Mechal Shabbos. When in the house, he'll turn on the radio, he'll talk on the radio, and on the telephone, whatever. But outside in the street, he won't carry, he's embarrassed to carry unless there's going to be an Erev. So then the Erev is relevant for him. When there's an Erev, he'll be able to carry in the street. When there's no Erev, he's not going to carry in the street. But if he's not Mesham Shabbat or Bashuk, so the Erev is irrelevant. It's like Ain't a moida be'erev, so it's irrelevant for him. Slo malav lamor, with an erev, with an erev. It absolutely doesn't affect his life at all. He's going to carry anyway, with an erev, without an erev. So then it doesn't help that he has a shutfus in the matzah. So then the poskim ha'meikol, the tzchiru l'kita, doesn't say be'ferish in the gemara, but the achreinim ha'meikol, the tzchiru l'kita helps for him too. You can rent from the tzchiru l'kita of the nochri, and you can, the Moshe L'Huir has a status like tzchiru l'kita. And you can rent from the Shriva Lakito of the Mechal Shabbos before Hesi as well, because for these purposes it's Dina Kenachri. What if you have not that you have a Nachri or a Yisrael who's Dina Kenachri? You have Hashem Shabbos, he just doesn't want to participate in the Yerv, and he wants to be mean, he wants to ruin the Yerv of everybody else. So you don't have any Gemaras, you know, I don't think you have post to say that Shriva Lakito is good. You can't rent from the Moshe L'Huir Bal Kocha. Anytime you make an Yerv of any community or any bungalow county, all you need is one person who's not happy about the Yerv. He says, I don't want to be zoich on the backs of matzah. So that's the end of the Erev. You can paralyze the whole Erev.
The exception of Spiros Bala,
no, it doesn't have to be Milbach Sivu Batara. No, whenever there's a chiyuv, like he says, either Halvor, the Me'amekach, whenever there's a chiyuv to pay, and you're making a Maisa Piroin, so Piroin doesn't require a kinyan on the part of the one who receives the Piroin. All you need is making the money accessible to the other person, and Mamela, the Chov is Parua, by making it accessible, so that's, it's Nikna, that's the Rashbo, and the Tosis, and the Ktosis, and the Nesivis. Each one writes it in a different context, but they all boil down to the same thing. When you make a Maisa Piroin, you made it accessible, so it's Nikna to the other part. Bal Korchai, there's no kinyan Bal Korchai, but if it's not Bal Korchai, it's Midarka, then it's kind of without any need for any Maisa kinyan. Right. Right. When he pays the money to the cotton, even though the kinyan of the cotton is meaningless, Tosfos holds you need das kaina. You always need das kaina. But you don't need any maisa kinyan at all over here. By virtue of the fact that I made a piron with the money, that itself causes that the cotton is kaina. Yeah, Mika Redin, he can do it. Yeah. No. Levim, yeah. Shanim is a din by Levim, not by Kohanim. It's a Mishnah in Chulin that Shanim passed by Levim, don't pass by Kohanim. And Mumin passed by Kohanim, doesn't pass by Levim. And even by the Levim, the Gemara there, Chulin says that the din of Shanim is only Lehoiro Asher when he used to carry Masa, when he used to carry on the shoulders. But that was the no more Masa Bakasev after they made the Beis Hamikdash. There's no more Masa Bakasev. It was only Levim, they were Mishorim and Shorim, no more Masa Bakasev, so then the whole din of Shanim doesn't apply. There's big more in the first parak in Chulin, second parak in Chulin.
Again, the Maisa Piroin doesn't in any way depend on
it. Does not require a kinyan.
You know, I paid you. I did my mitzvah. You want to go and walk away. I made a Maisa Piroin.
Right. So the Chol is Parua, the Rashba says for sure. Now, is the party to whom you made the Piroin, does he acquire ownership
so
in this case?
From him, would it be a Maisa Piroin from the second person?
From the second person. The second person is kainet, even without making a maskin. You put it on the table in front of me, and I'm davening, let's say. So I shake my head, and goodbye. So the chov is parua, and it's niknet to me. But if I shake my head, no, I don't want it. So the chov is parua. Chov is parua. You made it accessible. Well, I'm not kind of balkarchi. But if I am maskin, then I'm kind of without any need for a maskin.
Why don't you say that he's kainet like the servant?
If it's in my house, that's a kinyan chatzah. Let's say you put the money over here on this table. This is not my chatzah. Kinyan chatzah has to be my chatzah. Dalanam is kind of b'shusarab, b'simto, but not in maybe in a shul. I don't know. But let's say I'm visiting in someone else's home. So then there's no kinyan dalanam. Then Tosfos gives noch an answer. They give a whole bunch of answers on the kasha. One answer was a funny case, Yarshim from the father who was a nochri. That's an ukimta case. The other answer is the Yerushalmi, but the Bavli is chaylik on Yerushalmi. That a cotton who is intelligent, understands what things are all about, can be kind and avedim in a Torah. So the Shach holds like that Yerushalmi. All the Rishonim hold that the Bavli is mafurish against the Yerushalmi. Then Tosfos gave an ukimta case. He did a kid shoveled the snow, and the other person owes him money. If someone was mazik the cotton, someone was chayvo, mazik the cotton, and he owes him money, he made a piron, an ukimta case. Then Tosfos gives another answer, which is really a machloikas, 2 days in Tosfos, but the Mechaber paskens like this, that when do you say that the Mitzias cotton is only koine midirabbanon, the Mishnah in Gittin, daf nun tes on the base, when the cotton picks up an aved, it's only koine midirabbanon, even though it's the day before his bar mitzvah. A and he's highly intelligent. He's more intelligent than many of the adults who are all years older than him. So it's only with the Rabbanim, because the Minatar, there is a need for Das Koine. Not only is there a parsha of Das Makne, if you want to give a Matana, there is a requirement for Das Koine. So that's only when there's no Das Acheres Makne, then you need Das Koine. But if somebody gives a Matana to the cotton, there's a Das Acheres Makne, then Taisa suggests, maybe there's no need for Das Koine. Whenever somebody gives a Matana to a cotton, the cotton is Koine Midiraisa. And the Rechabe Paskins like that day. Huh? And then Taisus interprets the Gemara by Yesrig like that. Here it's Sukkot. Well, the Mechaber is in Choshem Mishpat. He writes like this. That's what the Ktzai says, and that's it. When the Mechaber writes the Din, Kuf Tzadik something over there, Mechaber writes the Aloche, that if you give a Matana to a cotton, the cotton is Koine Min Atar, because it's Das Acheres Makne. So the Ktzai on that, Tzif quotes this famous Kasha from the Pri Chodosh. That how can the Gemara in the end of Yivamis say that Chok and Truma Lagorin Lakotin, if he knows how to be invisible to Mavitara? So the Prichodesh make Takasha, but the Kotin is Allah Bardas, he can't be Koinim in Atayra. So the Prichodesh says the answer is because Das Acheres Makne, because the farmer is giving it. The farmer is giving it to the Kotin. So according to the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, like this day in Taisis, whenever there's Das Acheres Makne, then the Kotin is Koinim in Atayra. So then we understand why you're Yotze if you give the Truma to the Kain Cotton, because Das Acheres Makne. That's what the Pechodesh answers. So the Ktzais quotes this, and he thinks that it's not correct. And he says, there is a Machloikis in the Gemara, in the Dorim, and in the Kiddush, and in other places, where the Tovus HaNoah a Momen, the Tovus HaNoah ain't a Momen. When the farmer has the Truma, and he has the right to exercise Tovus HaNoah to give it to whichever coin he wants, to the Levi? Oh, no, Tovus HaNoah ain't a Momen. It's not considered like a Das Makne. That's how the Ktzais understood. The Ktzais quotes a Tshuvas Maimini, from the Hagos Maimini, who understood that quotes a Maharam Rutenberg and the Tshuvas Maimini, that's the Machloikis in the Gemara. The Pre-Chodesh obviously has a different understanding, and the Nesivis has a third understanding. Three different ways how to understand what the Machloikis is in the Gemara. But the Ktzais quotes Maharam Rutenberg and the Tshuvas Maimini, that this is the Machloikis in the Gemara, Machloikis HaTanoi. If Tovus HaNoah Momen, then when the farmer gives over the Truma to the Kohen and the Maaser Rishon to the Levi, he's exercising Das Acheres Makne. But we paskin, the Ktzai says, we paskin the Maskon, the Tovus HaNoah ain't a Momen. So there is no Das Acheres Makne. So what did the Pri Chodesh pull the wool over our eyes? The Teretz that he gave is not Emes. That's the Teretz. If the Din would have been, if you would have accepted the opinion of the other Tan in the Gemara, the Tovus HaNoah Momen, so then you can say, when the farmer gives the Truma to the Kohen Kotten, Das Acheres Makne, so the cotton is kind of manatar. But we pass the Tovus HaNoah in a moment. So there is no Das Acheres Makne. So that's why the Ktzais felt compelled to develop a different answer. So his answer was with the Pasuk. Yistachu lachem chelap abadaskam yoel moed, it's chiris poyalim, and you owe him a debt, and it's a piroin and the ganze mice. And then he asked the kasha, what's with the cotton though? The cotton can't do it. So he said, it's a loyplug. So the Nesivis says that the Ktzais himself schlugged up his own answer. So the Nesivis gives the third teretz on the kasha. So each one has a different understanding of what's the machlokes with the Tovus HaNoah Momen, a Tovus HaNoah Ein Momen. Anyway, but this is what Taisus says. Taisus says, in order to affirm for all the kashas, Taisus says that when you say that a cotton cannot be koine, cotton cannot be koine min atayra, that's only when there's no Das Acheres Makne. But when there is Das Acheres Makne, then the cotton is koine min atayra. That's here. Let me show you where the Taisus is. 15 lines into the Taisus, where it says in parentheses, Shom daf nun tes on the base. On that line. Behold, this number hanizok, and Mitzias Chevishot Kotten Gezam, with Nei Dak Rishom Am Derais Eloi. So you see that you need Das Koine and a Kotten day before Bar Mitzvah is not Koine Menat Torah, it's only Koine Menat Rabbonon. And for Taisus, Das Acheres Makna Oysan Shiny. Whenever there's a Das Acheres Makna, the Kotten is Koine Menat Torah. That's one answer. The other day is Hachelik on that. And the Mechaber Paskins, that's the accepted opinion. That line in Tosfos. And that was Das Acheres, then the cotton is Koine Min Atar. So the Shach is not happy about this. He says that the Tosfos invented everything from thin air. He said, I'm not from a Yerushalmi. What are they hacking? What do they make up a whole story? Yerushalmi says, if the kid understands what's going on, and at 10 years old, he's Koine Min Avedim in Atar, he's not Gerus anything. So he makes fun of this line. He says, where did they get this word? Das Acheres Makne is different. Where does it come from? Does it ever say anywhere in Shas that there's a difference between Das Acheres Makne and Nishkan Das Acheres Makne? Zokta, yeah, it's like Gemara in the first parak of Bava Metzia. But he says it has no shaykes over here. The Gemara in the first paragraph of Mitzvah has a din that chotze bezani koine if it's a chotze hamishtameres. If it's a chotze sheni mishtameres, then you're not koine. For example, let's say a dovishel hefker falls into my chotze. Let's say there's a golden bird that lays a golden egg. Great. So there's a golden bird flying in the air, lays a golden egg, and the golden egg falls in my chotze. And I have fences, I have no roof, but I have fences around the chotze. Tall walls, no one can get in. And I didn't even know about this. Everybody's looking through the barbed wire fence that I have around my backyard. They see this golden egg that fell down, and ooing and eyeing and everything. When I come home at night, I find that up. There's a golden egg that fell in there. So I'm kind of with the kinyan chatzir from the time that it fell in. That's the halacha. Chatzir is shalom mikoinoloi. Shalom midaita, even though he didn't even know at the time. Why? Because it was a chatzah hamishtameres. So the Gemara has a shaila. But what happens if there's a tzvi rotzki darkoi? There's a deer from the forest, the hefkedika deer. It's running wild, running loose, and it runs through my, and I have no fences around my chotzer at all. And it's running through my chotzer, and I see from a distance that the deer is running through, and I scream out, Zachseli Sadi. I want my sada to be kain hakinyan chotzer. Midaito, midaito, I want it. I make a declaration in front of two witnesses, I want to be kain. So the Mishnah says, garbage, it's nothing, but tzvi rotzke darkoi. It's a chotzer sheni mishtameres. So you're not going to. Gemara has a suffix. What's the din? What's the din? If it's a chotzer she'ein or mishtameres, but there's a das acheres, makne. What would the din be in such a case? Someone wants to give me a matone, and he has a tzvi. He wants to give me a gift of an animal, and the animal is running, and then the animal runs into my field, and I scream out, I want my field to be coated with the kinyan chotzer. The animal runs and runs and runs and runs out of the field. Runs out of the field. There was a chotzer she'ein mishtameres, but there was a das acheres maknas. Is it good or is it no good? The Gemara comes to the conclusion that it is good. Since it's das acheres maknas, it is good. So that's the Shach is reconstructing. So he says, obviously, Taisus must have seen that Gemara, that whenever there's das acheres makna, it's easier for the other party to be kind. Even though it's a chotzer she'ein mishtameres, nonetheless, das acheres makna makes it better, so he's kind. So they made the tushtel, that even though a cotton is not kind of minatar, but whenever there's das acheres makna, then he is kind of minatar. So the Shach Tain is, what kind of a tzushtal is this? He says, over there it's a vort of mishtameres, ain't a mishtameres. So the Rishit Mukubetsa says, I'm not daf, and Bob Mitzi quotes a Rabbeinu Peretz, when it's das acheres makna, I only want to give the matana to you. If anybody else takes it, it's an isa lo sigzo. So it's mishtameres, because of the isa lo sigzo. That's what the Gemara means to say. Chotzer has to be... In order for chotzer to be kind, it has to be mishtameres. How do you make a chotzer mishtameres? You have a big fence that people can't get in. Or you put up a fence with a din of loisigzo. So the fellow who's nice in hamatana over here, he says, I only am asking to give the matana to the bala chotzer. I don't want anybody else. It's self-understood. He's giving the matana to him. And if he doesn't kind it, so no, he doesn't want anybody else to be kind. It goes back to the original owner. So there's an isa loisigzo. So the isa loisigzo has been kind of fences that itself makes mishtameres. But what has it got to do over here? The Shach time is. If Taisus would be right, that the Bavli is Chavik on the Misham, the Shach says he doesn't see any Bavli. But the Taisus knew that Pnei Yeshua says often in Gemaras like that. So the Shach time is there is no such Gemara. And he says, and if there would be such a Gemara that a cotton is not kind, even though he's 11 and a half, 12 and a half years old, he's not kind of the Aved, the Shalhefker, so why does it make it better that there's Das Acheres Makta? But Gevald, you need Das Kainah. So if there's no das kindness, he's not kind of another. So the Shach doesn't agree with anything that Taisus said. That's Taka the Shaila. How did Taisus understand that Gemara in Bava Metzia that whenever there's das acheres makne, the Bala said there's kind of, even though it's ain't a mishtameres. So from that Gemara, they made it tzushtel, therefore, whenever there's das acheres makne, so then the cotton is kind of, even though he's allowed by das. Taka, that's the Shach's kasha. What's the tzushtel? How can you make a tzushtal over there? The word is that the das acheres makna makes it as an isol or sigzol, and the sigzol makes it into mishtameres. That's why it's chotzer mishtameres. But over here, how does it help? So apparently, Taisus must have learned, because I remember Rav Soloveitchik spent a lot of time on this Taisus, spent a whole week on this Taisus. Too long, sure. So he said, apparently, Taisus must have understood that the Gemara in Bav Metzia, they must have stood the Gemara in Bav Metzia like this. When you have a chotzer she'ein mishtameres, what's the halacha that you're not koine? Let's say $1 million bill flies down from heaven and it falls into on my field and there are no fences at all. And all the people and all the animals can come, everybody can roam around, everybody can take whatever they want. So a chatz hashem mishtameres is not koinah. So what's the nature of that din in Bob Mitzi in the first paragraph? That a chatz hashem mishtameres is not koinah. Is the pshat. Chatz is koinah, it's like chatz mitam yad, something like that. As if the chatz is holding on to the $1 million bill that fell, holding on to the golden egg that the golden bird laid on top of the cart. So the chatz is grabbing on. So you say chatz is shem shtamer, as if there's no tfisas hachatzir at all. Is that the pshat? Well, the pshat is no. There is a tfisas hachatzir, even though it's ain't mishtamer. It's sitting on the chatzir. There is a tfisas hachatzir. But you can't say that the chatzir is tfisas on behalf of the bala chatzir. Whenever it's mishtamer, it's mukhaf mechitzis. So it's like an the chatzir is a lab bardas. Chatzir is it's not a person. So the Gemara has a lashon. We won't go into all the details. Gemara has a lashon chatzir mitam shlucha yisraboy. We treat the chatzir as if he's the shliach of the balabos. When he does it, tvisus hachatzir on behalf of the balabos, just like a shliach does on behalf of the mishaleach. So the mishaleach it's kind of the get or whatever. So to the chatzir mitam shlucha, the chatzir does a tvis on behalf of the balabos. But the shliach has to do on behalf of the mishaleach. The Mishnah says in the Mishnah says in Kiddushin. What if I say? Yeah, but there's another Mishnah in Kiddushin. What if the Mishaleach sends a Shliach to be Mekadosh and Isha for me? Then the Shliach sees the girl. He says, why should I be Mekadosh for him? I say, he takes out a different ring. And he says, Hare Mekodesh Asli, forget about the Mishaleach. So the Mishnah says, that Mekodesh is to the Sheni. If the girl is Maskim, if the girl is not Maskim, she thought that I'm giving for the Mishaleach, then she was never Maskim. But if the girl agrees to marry the Shliach, she's Mekodesh to the Shliach, not to the Mishaleach. So you see that the din is, the Gemara said the same thing. I send someone to buy real estate for me, and I give him the money, and then he comes and he says, hey, this is a good piece of karka. So he takes that different money and he buys it for himself. So it says that it's not proper, it's not their cheretz, he's double-crossing me. But it says, no, but still, the din is that the Shliach is kainah. So the only time you say Shluch HaShalom Kemais is when the Shliach does the kinyan, Al das ha mishalech. It says, I'm doing it on behalf of the mishalech. So let's say the chatzir mitam shluch es raboy. Let's say with that opinion anymore. Chatzir mitam shluch es raboy. So how can the chatzir be mitam shluch? I find there's a tvisas ha chatzir. Tvisas ha chatzir is on behalf of the bala chatzir. The chatzir doesn't have any das at all. So the answer is, if it's mishtameres, there's a tvisas ha chatzir anyway, even if it's not mishtameres. It's sitting on the chatzir, it's considered as if the chatzir is holding on. But if it's mishtameres, if the chatz is mishtameres, then it's considered like an umdid in the mucha that the tvis is on behalf of the balachatz. Chatz is shein mishtameres, so there isn't even an umdid in the mucha. There is a tvis, but it's not mucha that it's on behalf of the balachatz. So that's why it's not kain. And then the Gemara has a chiddush. Whenever you have das acheres makna, so then a chatz is shein mishtameres is kain. When I give him a ton of why is that? So the Gemara is saying a chiddush. That when there's das makne, it can substitute for the need for das kaina. Even though there is a need for das kaina, you need the chatzah should the shliach should have a mind for the mishaleach. The chatzah should have a mind for the bala chatzah. So the chatzah can never have anything in mind. It's a lot by das, but the fact that it's mishtameris makes it like an umdil in the muchach that it's tfisas on behalf of its bala chatzah. But if it's ain't mishtameris, then there is no such umdil in the muchach. So it's like the shliach is lacking das on behalf of the Mishaleach. But if you have Das Acheres Machnes, so the Gemara says, that can substitute for the Das Kaina, that can replace the Das Kaina. So Taisa said that, Doima B'Doima, that's exactly what we're talking over here. A cotton picks up an Aveda, he can be the day before, an hour before his Bar Mitzvah, he's not Kaina. In our Torah, he's only Kaina Mifnei Dark Yisholem. Why? Because there is a need for Das Kaina. But if it's a Das Acheres Machnes, Das Machnes can substitute for the need for Das Kaina, it can replace the Das Kaina, then the cotton's Kaina in our Torah. So that's how Tosis understood that klal in the Gemara. Shasai made it up from thin air. There is no such klal, there is no such Gemara. Gemara only says it by chotzer. What kind of a shaykhus is it? The answer is Tosis did not understand the Gemara like the Rabbeinu Peretz. That you need mishtameres, that if it's not mishtameres, there's no tvisas hachotzer. And if it's das acheres makna, it's considered as if it is mishtameres because of the lasigzo. This lasigzo makes it a mishtameres. No, Tosis understood differently. Then kavaka, even if it's a chatzah sheni mishtameres, there is tvisas hachatzah. The word is, if it's any mishtameres, you're lacking an umdil in the muchach that the tvisas is on behalf of the bala chatzah. But if you have a das acheres makne, the das makne can substitute and replace the lack of the das kain. So that's exactly what they're driving at over here. When you have a das makne and the cotton is a lot by das, so the das makne can substitute But the Das Kana said that's the shita that was accepted in Shulchan Aruch. Chabad quotes, and that's how we pass it. And whenever there's Das Acharis Makna, then the Kainim and Atur. Would it work for a cherish and a shaita if you have das a cheris makna? I don't remember. I think the Ksois talks about it, if I'm not mistaken. The shaila is, do you need even kavana? Huh? Zochan shaita is a different question. If someone else wants to do the mice on behalf of the shaita, but let's say you give to the shaita himself, you give to the cherish and the shaita himself, say they don't even have kavanas kinyan. So would it help? Maybe this halacha, the das makna, substitutes for the das kana. Maybe you still have to have kavanas kinyan. At least he should want to acquire ownership. Maybe if he's in ganzen lapar kavana, doesn't know bechlal what's going on, but maybe then it wouldn't help. I think there is a discussion in the Ktos. Don't remember. These are several of the answers that Tosis gives. Several of them are accepted halacha. The Yerushalmi is not accepted. Yerushalmi is the shachols like that, and that's the sheet that is not accepted. But all the other answers are accepted. Tosis said, Das Acheres Makna Shaini, we have a pasuk like that. And Tosis says, whenever he does Pa'ula, whenever it's Piron Achov, said Piron doesn't require Maisik Kinyan, absolutely accepted. The Rashbon Gittin has it, and the Ksos and the Sivis, everybody says that. And then the part that they said with the Yerusha, if he Yarshim the father, then he says, God, there's nothing to not accept. There's nothing to debate. It's just an Ukimta answer. Then Tosis is going to have another funny Ukimta answer later on, because they raise another problem. We'll get to that a little later. They raise another problem, we'll get to it. Now Tosis made another suggestion on this question. How did the Kotan have assets? How is it possible on the level of their Isa? We know Midirabbanim. It's here's Kotan is Gezel Mithnei Dakrishal Midirabbanim. How is it gemalt that the kotna has on the level of the raisa? So normally a kotna, yosef, the father died when the child was before bar mitzvah, and they divided the yerusha, so the yerush doesn't need a maskin. But here he's a ger kotna, he doesn't have a father. That's the whole problem. So Taisa says, basu shver, we'll give you a simple explanation. The kotna is a la bar das. What if I want to give a matana to someone who's not here? So if I give a matana to someone who's here, he makes the kinyan himself, shine. So if he's a bardas, he's kainim and atur, and if he's a cotton, Tosis raised the question, he's only kainim and atur. They finally came to the answer, das acheres makna is kainim and atur. That's how we paskin, and the other day held that even das acheres makna is only with the rabban. But what happens, he's not here. What if the one to whom I want to give the matana is not here? So I give the matana to somebody who is here, and I say, you have a mind to be kainim on behalf of the one who didn't show up today. So that's zachal yadam shaloi b'fan. So let's say I give to a person who is bar mitzvah. He is a bar das. I give to someone who says he is bar mitzvah. I want you to be kind on behalf of someone who is not here, who is before bar mitzvah. He's a kotan. Is there a din of zochin la'odom shaloi b'fonav on behalf of a kotan? Can a person who is after bar mitzvah be zochin on behalf of one who is not yet bar mitzvah? So that's Tosis has in the beginning of the Tosis, 6 lines into the Tosis. That's a machloik. There are 2 tanoim with 3 opinions. There's a Machleg Zablez and Rabbi Yeshua. And there are 2 versions of the Machleg Zablez and Rabbi Yeshua. So it comes out, you have 2 Tanoim and there are 3 Shitas. And that's a Mishnah Baba Basra and Perek Misha Meis on Daf Kuf Nun Zayin. There's a Perek Misha Meis O. That's a Brochas. Misha Meis and Mutalafon on the second Perek. Brochas has nothing to do. Remember somebody was once saying over a Rosh in Brochas and he thought it was in Baba Basra. There are 2 different prophets. Misha Meis at the end of Baba Basra. So the Machloikis HaTanoim in Mishnah Grad, it's interesting. This Machloikis, Rav Lez Rav Yeshua, appears in the Megillas Tainus. It's quoted, it's recorded before the Mishnahs were written down. These 3 Shitas appear in Megillas Tainus. So there are 3 opinions among the Tanoim. So one Tana holds, the whole din of Zochan Liyodim Shaloi B'fonav, I can give you a matana to be kind on behalf of someone who's not here, only works on behalf of a Katan, does not work on behalf of a God. Only on behalf of the Gadol. Why? Because the Gadol, he has the ability to come and make his own kinyan. The Kotan doesn't have an ability to make his own kinyan. So this Tana is of the opinion that... So this Tana is of the opinion, he holds that Zoch and Liyadim Shalai B'Fonav is a Takana de Rabbanon. It's not a Din D'Oraisa B'Chlal. There's no Pasuk and there's no Din D'Oraisa. The whole halacha that I can give you a matana to be kind on behalf of someone who's not here only works with the Rabbana. The only made a takana the rabbana litzarach shalom litzarach. There's no need to make a takana. So if the one on whose behalf you're making the kinyan is a cotton, a rachmanis, how is he gonna? I can't even give the matana to the cotton if he would be here. He's a lab bar das, a lab bar kinyan. So they made a takana the rabbana, and you can be kind on his behalf. But if the other guy's a gogo, so let him show up, and I'll give him the matana person. That's one tana. We generally do not accept that premise. We assume that Zochem Yodim Shalom in front of us is a din deraisa. It's not a takana de rabbana. That's a question, where's the pasuk? The din deraisa, where's the pasuk? So that's another story, where's the pasuk? So there is a parsha in Chumash, in Parshas Matos. There is a parsha about Nasi Echad Lamata, Nasi Echad Lamata, Tikchul in Cholas Ha'oretz. That the Rabban Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu the names of the 12 Nisim that will represent each one of the Shvatim, Reuven, Shimon, and so on, Levi, not Levi, Shevet Levi didn't get, they represent all the other Shvatim. And Asher Ephraim, all the 12 Shvatim had one Nasi representing them, so the Gemara discusses in the beginning of the second Perek in Kedushin, the Torah's what, that these Nisim represent all the members of the Shevet when they made the Chalukas Ha'aretz. How exactly did they represent? First, the Gemara suggests, the beginning of the second Perek in Kedushin is all about Shlichas. First, the Gemara says, oh, it must be that they were appointed as Shluchim. All the members of each Shevet appointed these Nesim Ashlum. Then the Gemara said, how can it be? But some of the people in the Shevet who were getting Yerusha were Ketanim, so a Kotman can't have a Shliach. The Gemara said, it must be that they represented all the people in the Shevet, but Torah Zachon Liyadim Shalai Befanav. And even though there's no Shlichas on behalf of a Kotman, but there is Zachon Liyadim Shalai Befanav on behalf of a Kotman, so this Pasuk and Chumash, Nasiyach and Nasiyach Alamata Tikhulin Cholas Ha'aris in Parshas Matos, is the source of the principle the Raisa of Zachon Liyadim Shalai Befanav, and it works even though the one on whom you, on whose behalf you're doing this chiyah is a cotton or a gold. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't matter whether he's bar mitzvah, before bar mitzvah, after bar mitzvah, and it works min haTorah for a cotton for a gold. Everything works min haTorah. That's what it sounds in the Gemara. Then the Gemara backs out and says, wrong. It cannot be that that's the pshat. Who says that the guy's always going to be happy with the share that he gets? The Gemara says, after you're going to make the chalukas ha'aretz, this shevet is going to get over here, and this shevet is going to get over there. So the Gemara says, what are you going to do? Ikad nichalei b'havla nichalei b'biko, ikad nichalei b'biko v'la nichalei b'har. Not everybody's going to be so happy what they get. So the Gemara says, how do you know to apply, how do you know to say that it's afnam shalom? The Gemara says, no, it's the source of the principle of apotropis. That apotropis is a din deraisa. So this is not the source for shlucha shalom kemoisa, the different psukim. Nor is it the source of the principle of zachom yadam shalom upon. So that's where Rav Baruch Ber asks, in the beginning of the second parak Kedushin, he has that comment in parentheses, so he doesn't know where is the source for Zachon Liyadim Shalai B'Fanav. So if you assume that it's only Midirabbanon, and one Tanim, Baba Basa Kufin and Zayin holds, the whole din of Zachon Liyadim Shalai B'Fanav is only Midirabbanon. It's not the Natar, they only made the Takana on behalf of the one who needs a break, on behalf of Ketanim. Only Zachon Liyadim ain't Zachon Liyadim. Well, you don't have to make a Takana for the Ketanim, it's not necessary. You only make a takana on behalf of the Ketanim. So if you hold this Darbonon, is that fine? But we usually assume not so. The generally assumed opinion is that Lam Shalom Fonim is a cloud that works on the level of their Isa. So that's our best question. Where's the Pasuk? Okay, that's a good question. Where is the Pasuk? Okay, another Pasuk. Okay. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekav Latar. Maybe it's based on Zachon Lam Shalom Fonim. Okay. So question, where is the Pasuk? Where a barber asks the question, he doesn't give an answer. Okay. Maybe that's an answer. Maybe there are other answers. Okay. So Tysus asks this. Tysus raises the possibility here, like this. They were asking a question that they gave all the five answers to. How can the cotton have assets? The cotton is a lot by das, and you need das kinya to be kind of when the cotton picks up an avet. It's only kind of the rabbanon. See, it's cotton's only the rabbanon. We're working up pasuk and chumash. Cotton at the sarkal ayin alav niyesh legolim. How can you have a pasuk and chumash that the cotton has assets? So he gave the teretz, he got to be Yerusha from the father, he shoveled the snow, skiris perlim, das acheres makn, all the different tibbutz. So then, in the beginning, Tosfos said, I'll give you a simple answer. With zochen liyadam shalai b'fanav. Somebody wants to give a matana to the kid, to the cotton. But if he gives it directly to the kid will only be koinim in the rabbanon. That's what Tosfos holds in the beginning. They finally come out the real answer, the way it's accepted in the Chosh Mishpat, if I give the matana to the child before bar mitzvah, he will be koinim in atara, because das acheres makn. But Taisa didn't develop that idea yet in the beginning. So they assume if you give it directly to the cotton, he's not kainim in atur. But if I give it to an outsider to be kainim on behalf of the cotton, oh, and the outsider, the stranger, is after bar mitzvah, So that's Zachna Mishlai Bifonov. So that works Minatur. That would work Minatur. So Taisus says, well, they're not so convinced that that's correct, because there are two girsas in the Gemara in Bava Metziah. If you go 30 lines into the Taisus, and it says in parentheses, Azel Neshech Bava Metziah Dafayin Aleph. When it says over there, Bava Metziah Dafayin Aleph, so they say, Ubezel Neshech Mashma, Leis Leischia Midiarais. When I give a matona to Pliny, to be Zerch on behalf of a cotton, and the Mishnah says in Bava Basra that we pass in Zoch and Bein Lekotten, Bein Legodl, the three different opinions. One opinion is Zochin only on behalf of the cotton, not on behalf of the Godel. The other opinion only on behalf of the Godel, not on behalf of the cotton. And we pass in the third opinion, Zochin Bein Ba'ad Cotton, Bein Ba'ad Godel. Zochin works on behalf, a Godel can be Zochin for others, whether the others are before Bar Mitzvah or after Bar Mitzvah. So Taisha says, yeah, but it's not Shavah. Zochin the other Mishlevophon on behalf of one who is after Bar Mitzvah, that works. Minatara, where's the Pasuk Rav Baruch Be'er is not sure, he doesn't know. But Zochin on behalf of the Kotlin, that's only with the Rabbanim. How do they know? As I state in Ezel Neshech. Ezel Neshech Mashma would appear, the Leis Leischia Midi Oraisa. The Godel is coming on behalf of the Kotlin, is only with the Rabbanim. The Garcina Barokstor, most of the Gemaras have the Girsa. The Gemara says, is the Zechia on behalf of a Nochri? I give you a Matana to be kind of for a Nochri. So the Gemara says, no Zechia on behalf of a Nochri. Why not? Because Shchiyah is something similar to Shlichus. And just like if the Nachri would appoint a Shliach, there's no Shlichus in the Nachri. The Nachri can only be kinder if he's here in person. If he appoints a Shliach, it doesn't help. So Shchiyah is something similar to Shlichus. The Gemara says a Lashon, the Isle Shlichus, Isle Shchiyah. The Leisle Shlichus, Leisle Shchiyah. Craig the Gemara, wait a minute. What about a Kotten? A Kotten cannot appoint a Shliach to act on his behalf either. So why don't you say that since a cotton cannot appoint a shliach, he cannot have anybody do an act of zochin le'adu shleim b'fanav on his behalf? If that's taka the reason for the other tanim b'avar basu kuf nun zayin, in the sixth line in the Taisus from the beginning. Taisus said there are three shittas in the Tanoi, and the Mishnah b'avar basu, one opinion is that there's only zochin le'adu shleim b'fanav only on behalf of the cotton, not on behalf of the god, because it's only a takana d'rabbanan. The only made a takana where there's a tzorech, and there's a tzorech nevach to take care of the ketanim. There's no tzorech for the gedolim; they can take care of themselves. The other tana holds punk for a keret. Zochin legodl vein zochin lekotl. What's it does? Only for a godl. So that tana probably holds it's not a takana of the rabbon. They only made a takana on behalf of the godl, not on behalf of the kotl. So that tana holds that it's not zochin l'mishloifon is a din deraisa. It's not a takana. We're not judging whether there's a tzorech. A different word. Zachen le katan, vein zachen le kat, zachen le gadol, vein zachen ba'ad katan, because a katan is a la bar shlichas, a katan cannot appoint a shliach, and zachen le mishlev afanav is something very similar to shlichas. So just like a nachri, the Gemara says in Ezer Neshach Tafayin Aleph, since leis le shlichas, a leis le shchia, if the nachri would appoint a yid to act on his behalf as a shliach, it wouldn't work. So even if the yid is going to act on his own, as zachen le mishlev afanav also doesn't work. So that Tana holds there about Basa Kufna Tzai. The same is true regarding Kotten. A Yiddish Kotten. Kotten cannot appoint the Shliach. So no one can act on behalf of the Kotten based on Zochin Amishlev Afanav either. But we don't pass like that. We pass in Zochin the third time in Baba Basa Kufna Tzai. We pass in Zochin Gamla Gadol, the Gamla Kotten. So Taisus says here in Baba Metziah Daf Ayin Aleph, half is their Isa, half is their Abonim. Zochin Ba'at Gadol is Midir Isa. Zochin bat katan is only with the Rabbanon, because Zechiyah is taka based on Shlichas. That's why there's no Zechiyah ba'ad Nachri, because the Nachri can't appoint the Shliach. No one can act as a Shliach on behalf of the Nachri. So no one can act as a Shliach on behalf of the katan either. So since Zechiyah works along the lines of Shlichas, so Zechiyah bat katan is only a takon of the Rabbanon. And that's the way they had the Girsa. The Garcina Barov Svarim, most of the texts in the Gemara have the Girsa. Katan is different from a Nachri. Why? A Nachri doesn't have Shlichas, and he's not going to become a Bar Shlichas unless he'll convert. Unless he'll be in his God. But automatically, his own is not also the Chalal Shlichas. But the Kotten, the Shlichas Leislei, he doesn't have Shlichas, Chia Midirabbanan, Miha Islei, because he's also the Chalal Shlichas. That's how it says in the Gemara. So the Girsa that Taisus had is, Chia Midirabbanan, Miha Islei, because he's also the Chalal Shlichas, only Midirabbanan. The Eishram, the Lord has seen him in the Rabbanah. But other Girsas have in the Gemara that Zechiyah Ba'at Katan, it doesn't say that it's with the Rabbanah. And the other Rishonim hold all the Chachmi Svarah. They hold that Zechiyah works on behalf of a Katan, Minat Torah.
Because the chiyah is not based on shlichus. Chiyah is not within the parsha of shlichus. Chiyah lamitam shlichus. A different din. That was the Gemara's havamina in kiddush in the beginning of the second parak. The Gemara had the three pshatim in the parsha nosiyecha lamata tikchul licha l'saaretz. So the Torah what did the nesim represent all the members of the shevet? So first suggestion, the Gemara gave three pshatim. So first suggestion was the nesim represented all the members of the shevet midin shlichus. They all appointed the Nasi, the Rabban Shlom recommended. There's a one-man slate. Everybody should vote for this candidate. And everybody voted. They appointed that Nasi as the Shliach. And then the Gemara said, it can't be, because there were many people in the Shevet who were Ketanim. So Cotton can't appoint the Shliach, so they scrapped that shot. That's not correct. Then the second shot was that the Nasiim were not appointed by the members of the Shevet. The Rabban Shlom said, you do an act of Zachan Elam Shlom on behalf of all the members of the Shevet. And that's why it works even on behalf of Ketanim. That was the whole kasha. How can it be that the Nesim represent the members of the Shevet Midin Shlichis if there's no Shlichis Lekot? And so the answer was not Midin Shlichis, Midin Zachan Am Shlav Efanam. Zachan works Menatur, and Zachan Bat Kotan also works Menatur. So then the Gemara slugs up that pshat and says it's wrong. They didn't say it's wrong because no Shchia for a Kotan Menatur. They slug it up and they said it's wrong because who says everybody's going to be happy with what they get? Who says that it's going to be Zohar? So you must grab the second shot and say the third shot is that the Pasuk is based on the Pasuk teaches you the principle there is about the troubles. And this Pasuk is not talking about Zohar. But you see, in the meanwhile, in the second shot that the Gemara suggested, they were prepared to suggest that Zohar the Yodam Shaloi Bafanov works Minatara on behalf of the Kata. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. So Tosfos is forced into saying, yeah, that was a Havamina, but once the Gemara rejected it anyway, because Ikun and Nechale Bahavim and Nechale Bibiku, who says that it's a Shchia, so they said instead, the correct shot is that the Nesim represent the members of the Shevet Midin, Apotropos, so everything in the second shot is rejected, even this idea that Zochin works in the Torah for a Kotan is rejected, it's not really true. Zochin only works in the Rabban. But the other Rishonim hold no, all the Chachmi Svara, the Ran and the Rashbon, the Ritvo, the Ramban, they all say from that Gemara you see that Zachin works Menatara for a Kotan. That Tzchiyah is Lamid in Shlichas. Tzchiyah is not a branch of the Din of Shlichas. It's a different Din. Zachin, wherever the Pasuk is, Zachin Am Shlai B'Fanav doesn't go with the same rules and regulations as Shlichas. Even for a Nachri Taka, it doesn't work. It's a little bit similar to Shlichas. That's the Gemara Dafayin Aleph in Isaiah Neshech. Since there's no Shlichas on behalf of a Nachri, so there can't be any Zechiyah on behalf of a Nachri. I'll give you a Matana to be kind of for the Nachri, he's not kind of. But if I give you a Matana to be kind of for the Kotan, he will be kind of in a Torah, the Chachmi Svarad Halt, even though the Kotan wouldn't be able to appoint a Shliach, because Shliach's Zechiyah is not identical with Shliach's. Taisal Zechiyah is just another branch of the Din of Shliach's. And the Chachmi Svarad, hey, I hold it's not so. Zechiyah is not a branch of the Din of Shliach's.
And if it's become a Tropist, so don't you still have the Taina? Maybe this one wants the Bahar, this one wants
the. No, so that's the din of the apotropos. He has discretion to do whatever is reasonable. He can't do unreasonable things. Whatever is reasonable, even though he's not fully convinced that it's going to turn out, it's a letaiba that may turn out lero. So that's the din of apotropos. That's the din of apotropos. Well, apotropos is basically the same thing as Achman Shlavifanov. The difference is apotropos is appointed by Bezin. Apotropos is one who's doing an act of Zachan who has the approval of the Bezin. So since he has the approval of the Bezin, so he has the right to determine that this is L'tei Vosom. Are they going to scream later on, they're not happy? That's the Karech, my Karech Bezin the offer. That's the Karech of Apotropos. Also, yeah, the Gemara draws a distinction between the Goy, the Nachri, and the Kotan. So the Taisa says that that's far, Taisa sheet is that that's far as only with the Rabban. That's why they had the Gears, and he, the Shlichus Leislei, Schia mid the Rabban and Nia Isla. And they hold the Ran and the Rashba, and they hold that Svara works Minatar. Because they hold that the Gemara and Kiddushin is befavish like that. The little Pshat and the Nasiyach Lamata, the little Pshat assume that Zochen on behalf of the Kotan works Minatar. Right, that's Mechusa Mais. Right. The Nachri can always be Osi the Chlal Shlichus if he'll convert, but Kozman he didn't convert, he's still a Nachri, he's Mechusa Maisa. As opposed to a Kotan, Kotan's gonna be Higdel automatically, he's Mamela Kos. So that's called Osi the Chlal Shlichus. So these were six different answers. Taisa asked the question, how does the Kotan have any assets?
So they gave six different answers. Echetinsa he shoveled the snow. Echetinsa Yarshim from the father and Nachrish. We had, and then Yerushalmi, a different shita. And then the Das Acheres Makna. And then they had a fifth answer was, I gave it to a Godel to be kind of for the cotton, but they scrapped. They don't like that answer. Because Tais holds that, Zochan Adam Shleib Befanim Zechia Ba'ad Kotnan only works with the Rabbanon. Because Chia is a branch of Shlichas. And there's no Shlichas with cotton, so Chia is only the Rabbanon. So they don't like that. Then Tais is going to give a sixth answer later. When they deal with the other question that they have, the second half of the topic in Tosis, then they're going to give another answer to this question. So the second topic that Tosis raises is, how do you have a ger katan on the level of their eyes? If an adult, a person, 30 years old, comes and he says he wants to convert, he knows what he's talking about. So you have milo and tfilo and korban and you have das geris. Have a little baby. A 10-year-old child is alpidina la barda, so you're adopting a little baby a week old. A day old, you're adopting a little baby. So the cotton's a la barda. So how can you have any gavis and a cotton? So the Gemara in Ksubis Daf Yud Aleph raises the question. So the Gemara says, right, that's Tosis in the very wide line, about the seventh line, eighth line. So he quotes Perakama de Ksubis Daf Yud Aleph, and I'll gear cotton, madilam also la das bezvin. Why? And he's a full-fledged gear. So he says, he can marry a Jewish girl. The Kaddish and Ishid Kedush and Achal. And his children are Jewish. And do Chalitz and Yidma. L'chol Mila Deraisa. Everything is Minatur. It would appear from the Gemara. Here Kotman Bila Mosah Adad Bezman. And the Gemara says, it's based on Zachan Liyadam Shalai. The Gemara says, Pshita. It's not Zachan Liyadam Shalai Bifanab. The Gemara says, Pshita, that it works. So the Gemara explains that, what's the Chiddush? Why do you need Omer Avune? Avune discovered America. Here Kotman Bila Mosah Adad Bezman. So the Gemara says, well, Ma'u de Tema, is it really? Every knocker in the street wants to be a yid. And he can't run around with a shiksa girlfriend anymore. And he can't watch television on Shabbos. Yeah. He would rather lead an easy life. He has to keep kosher. And Taras HaMashpach, everything. There's so many restrictions. So Mao Detaim, it's not an act of schiyah. So Kamash Malon, the Gemara says, if you're dealing with an older Nochri who's already used to that style of living, so since he's used to it, so it's not so poshut that you're doing him a favor. He's dealing with a baby, he wasn't yet doing time of the Yisura, so then the Gemara says, if it's a young child, then we assume that it's an act of Zoch. Kamash Malon, that it is an act of Zoch. So Tosfos Rekha Kasha, what do you mean? Zochen li Adam Shaloi Bifana. Who's the Adam over here? It's a Nochri. You take a Nochri, a non-Jewish little child, we're converting him to make him Jewish. But the Gemara, we just read the Gemara in Bav Metzia Daf Ayin Aleph. The Gemara says, if I want to give a matana to a Nachri who is not here, so I give you the matana, you should pick it up to be kind of a Nachri. The Gemara says, there's no Zechiyah for a Nachri. Not Minatara, not Midrabbana. They never made Takana Midrabbana. Why? Because since the Nachri, he couldn't even have appointed a Shliach if he tried. If he would appoint a Shliach, it wouldn't work. So since his Ein of the Torah Shliach is, so he cannot have anybody act on his behalf to apply the principle of Zochan Liyadam Shalai B'fanam. So, in fact, Tais HaKasha, how could the Gemara say, Amr Avune, a Ger Katan works because Zochan Liyadam Shalai B'fanam? The Gemara said, Pshita, what do you need, Ravune? We know that on our own. So Tais said, what do you mean you know it on our own? We don't even understand it after he said it. The Din of Zochan only applies to a Yi. It doesn't apply on behalf of a Nachri. He is doing an act of Gerus on the Nachri to make him into a Yi, to do a Taiva. And they have the Nachri, so there's no din of Zach, no Shlav Fana for a Nachri. So Tosfos answers, Boin Kechon. Since Aideh HaGeris, that Ayid, he becomes Jewish, so therefore it's considered Zachin Ba'ad Yisroel. Yeah, that's the Tosfos. Yeah, on the second very wide line. On the second very wide line, Tosfos. Ech nisgayer. How can you be migayer him? It says in Ezel Neshech, and Daf Ayin Beis, came the loss of the Chalal Shlichas, the Nachri is not a bar Shlich, he cannot have a Shlich, now it's not going to happen automatically, he's never going to get a Shlich. So, leis leis chi, afilim the Rabbam. So they say, no, the answer is, given this chiyos of Yod HaBoin Kiecho, it's shiny. That's how they answer. That's how they answer. Hmm?
That's one suggestion. Yeah. But if you hold like Tesis Giris and that Dafayin Aleph and Bob Metzia, that Zachen Liyadim Shloim Befon about Mihef of a Katan is only the Rabbanon. What good is it that it's born Keechot? So he's going to become Ayid, Ayidish Katan. So Ayidish Katan is also the Schi is only the Rabbanon. So how can it be that he's a Yid? How can the Geris be valid Minatari? We're talking about Pasuk over here. On the level of the Raisa, there's such an institution as a Ger Katan. How can it be? But it's Schi for a Katan. The Schi for a Katan is only the Rabbanon. That's their Kashon. So Tosis is going to work out two possibilities to farem for this kash. It's talking to get this Tosis is very relevant in the Ge'el Halachit. The last line of Tosis, the whole topic of this. Okay, maybe we'll have to save it for next week. Okay, good. So Hashem, next week is the regular shem. 2 weeks is Chanukah. And this week's Sedrin, Parshas Vayishlach. The pasuk says that when Yaakov Avinu was returning back to Eretz Yisrael, so the pasuk says, "Vayova Yaakov Shalom Ir Shechem," he came to the city Shechem. "Vayichan Aspneho Ir." So the Gemara Shabbos and Perek Bamim Madlikin has three interpretations on three Amoran give different suggestions. So one shot is that Yaakov Avinu Vayichan Miloshen Chayin. He gave chayin to the cities. One pshat was he instituted merchatzos for them. He taught them lessons on hygiene. The other pshat is that he instituted matbeya. He taught them how to have a monetary system. And the other pshat was that he introduced the shvokim. You have shopping malls and centers. How to have world trade. You know, big stuff. How to develop a civilization. That he did give all the gezachim for the city. And then on the other hand, the Medrash Rabbah has a comment on the post Vayichan Miloshen Chanoya, not Miloshen Chayin, that he was Kaveh Atchumen, that he stayed outside of the city. He didn't move inside. Vayichan Aspenehu, he didn't want to move into the city, and he figured out the Tchum Shabbos ends over there. And he told us he came Erev Shabbos Vein Hashmosh, he came late, and he said I can't go yes, he can't go past Tchum Shabbos. So you have the two opposite. Midrashim, the comments that the Gemara made, the comments that the Medrash makes, it's not a contradiction. Like Rav Soloveitchik has in his collected drushes on the pasuk that Avraham Avinu said, Ger v'toshav anochi yimochim. So he says he's a ger and he's a toshav. He's going to work together with everybody else to improve the economy and to improve the hygiene and to improve the monetary system and everything and the merchatzos and the shvakim and everything. We have an obligation to work with everybody else. To work on cancer cures and to work on safety and everything, ultimately. But on the other hand, he says he's a ger. In that sense, he's a taisha. But on the other hand, he's a ger, totally different. He has nothing to do with anybody else. So they're both kavanas that the Medrash says, the opposite direction, but everybody has all of it. All of us have this. We're all a pchina of ger and taisha at the same time. He has no shaykhis with anybody else. He lives outside of the city. He doesn't want to live in the goyishi community. And it's kaveh tchum Shabbos, and he tells his children, he can't go past a certain point. We all live in the outside world. We all, everybody goes to business, even those who sit in yeshiva all day. We're surrounded on the outside with the outside world. I remember years ago, Rav Kook from Rehovot once came to the yeshiva, Yom Yerushalayim, or Yom Atzmut, whatever it was. So he was telling over, he enjoyed so much the mesiva that they had in the yeshiva, they were talking and learning, and singing Nigunim and everything. So he said, they tell over the Chassidish Maise, the Chassidish Vitz, that the three Hasidim were vying with each other, whose Rebbe is greater. So one Chassid says, my Rebbe is such a Baal Moichus, he was once walking and it started to rain, and the Rebbe walked in the middle, it was rain to the right, it was rain to the left, in the middle it was dry. Baal Moichus. The other one says, my Rebbe is a bigger Baal Moichus than your Rebbe. He was once walking, not stam, rain. Sometimes it rains on one side of the street and it doesn't rain on the other side of the street. It doesn't rain all over, all the time. So he says, a bigger Moichus, that the Rebbe was walking and it got dark, so there was dark to the right and dark to the left, and the Rebbe walked in the middle, and it was light, so bigger Moifus, that it wasn't dark in the middle. Then the third chassid says, my Rebbe is a bigger Baal Moifus. He says, my Rebbe was traveling on Friday afternoon, and it got late, and it was Shkia, it says it comes to Shabbos to the right and Shabbos to the left, and the Rebbe was going, it was chol in the middle, a bigger Moifus. So they tell all of us at Chassidish of it. So he was saying, so Rav Kook said, but he comes here to the yeshiva, he sees a bigger Moifus. There's chol to the right and chol to the left, and there's kodesh in the middle. There's a bigger moifus. In the middle of Manhattan, we live in the middle of a goyish society, so we're surrounded our room and our room. When we go to work, we go to an office with a nochrim,
So the mamish, well, mamish in the middle of everything. But even if you sit in a base medrash the whole day, it's also a maifis, that there's chol to the right, the chol to the left, there's chol all around and around, and you have kodesh in the middle. It's not so easy to maintain the status of kodesh in the middle. It's a big maifis, that there should be chol all around the kodesh in the middle. You have to be careful that it shouldn't be swallowed up. So all of us have to be careful about this. We have to relate to the outside world, the prinas toishav. And we have to have a tchum, we have to be kaveh tchum, and to know ad kan v'lo yaseh, that we do not blend in with the others, that it's a ger b'toishav at the same time. And that's what Yaakov Avinu tells his brother Esav in the opening line in the parsha. He says, Malovan Garti, and Rashi quotes in the Medrash, that Garti is the same osius as Taryag, Taryag Mitzushamarti. He lived with Lavan, he lived with the outside, with the Ramai in person, with the Ovid Avid Zor, with the Trophim and everything, Avid Zor, Gilav Ashil Chazdam, everything. But Taryag Mitzushamarti, he had nothing to do with him. He led his own style of living. It's a tremendous maifis that we all have to work very hard to, retain. You have to maintain as much.
Rabbi Yehuda says on Tzchiyim et HaMshliches, the Machlokes, the Chachmei Tzfarad and the Chachmei Tzarfas, on Tzchiyim et HaMshliches. Who has, yeah, who hasn't, I did Rav Emil, I did the Darchei Moshe yesterday. Very difficult, a lot of loose ends, but it was very interesting. But who, does Rav Shimon have any?
Rav Emil took everything for Rav Shimon.
I know, that's what I figured.
So he does that?
Yeah.
Rav said over here, in this place, I'll have to say it over.
That's good, over. Very good.
One of the boys printed in the Beisitzkot many years ago. He printed over the Shurim in this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really good.
I gave all of my notes to the guy. So one guy wrote over the Shurim in this place.
Yeah, but the Rabbeinu Peretz thing you have in your Sefer, that you have the Rabbeinu Peretz with the Chatzim Shemesh, you have that written very nicely. Yeah. Chas, I think. Very, very nice.
And this I have also a little bit. I have an essay in the Ikvi Atzon about the Zochin Meyodo, about our precious Mises. I wrote up part of the Shurim.
And then the Prechadesh?
Yeah.
Fine. I'll
look it up. One time, Joshua on Parshas Vayishlach, he said this word, but a little different way. He said, Yaakov prepared himself for three things, a Dover, a Tvil, and Muhammad. That sometimes you have to have Dover for a guy, you're nice to them, you work with them, sometimes you're Muhammad with a guy. You can't give in everything. You need to fill it to tell you one to have done and one to have one.
Sorry.
Regarding the Yanin, the Medrash I think that says, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe, the Moshe, Matana Tevi Yeshli, the Beis Gnozai, Mishadah Shmo. Leich, Emo, tell the Bnei Yisrael, I'm giving it to them. So, come to Chesed, Moshe Rabbein, you must come in, Shabbos,
it's also Zechiyah. That's what he suggests. The whole Torah may be Zechiyah. Maybe.
I don't know how she am, I can't even create a verb. Adonai, I'm a